Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Lindsay. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Lindsay. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Whitey Witt. Batting second. The third baseman, Mike McNally. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wally Pipp. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Schocke. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bob Schocke. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Jamison reaches second base with a double. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground for an out. Speaker moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ruth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pip settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood takes first base on ball four. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a line drive into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jamison hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shockey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jamison. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Bob Shockey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shockey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hoffman moves to third. Two outs. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards second. Wamsgans picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Wamsgans. Hoffman scores. Witt moves to third. It's 1-0, Yankees. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. McNally hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Witt scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pip settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-1 in the game. McInnes takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Wood reaches second base with a double. McInnes moves to third. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill is walked intentionally. Jim Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lindsay hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McInnes scores. There goes Wood trying to get to home. Musel throws the ball into Hoffman who tags Wood who's trying to score from second, for the out. O'Neill moves to second. It's 2-1, Yankees. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Indians 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. Musel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0-for-1 in the game. Pipp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood, who is chasing the ball. Ward reaches third base with a triple. Pipp goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Yankees. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ward tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Yankees. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Schottky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schottky is 0-for-1 in the game. Schottky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jamison bunts towards the mound. Schottky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. Wamsgans bunts towards the mound. Schottky fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Wamsgans moves to second. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a pop-up towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Witt. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Wamsgans scores. Speaker moves to third. It's 4-2, Yankees. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schottky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Indians 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNally hits a line drive towards first. McInnes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wood strikes out. one out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, O'Neill hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lindsay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Indians 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0-for-2 in the game. Pipp hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Pipp reaches second base with a double. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pipp scores. It's 5-2, Yankees. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Scott bunts towards the mound. Lindsay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. Hoffman moves to second. Bob Schottky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schottky is 0-for-2 in the game. Schottky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. Hoffman moves to third. It's 6-2, Yankees. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hoffman tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Yankees. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNally hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Wood, who is chasing the ball. McNally reaches third base with a triple. Schottky goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Yankees. Joe Schott now pitching. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Ruth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pipp scoops it up and throws to first, with Schottky covering, for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McNally settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gardner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Indians 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Yankees. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pip is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pip hits a pop-up to right center field. The ball gets by Speaker. Wood fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wood. Pip moves to second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a line drive into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pip moves to third. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Hoffman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-2, Yankees. Bob Schottky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schottky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Schottky hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McInnes hits a line drive into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Neill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the Indians 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ruth is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ruth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Wamsgans moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Wamsgans moves to third. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wamsgans scores. It's 11-3, Yankees. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Speaker moves to second. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Speaker moves to third. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 4 in the game. Gardner hits a pop-up towards third. McNally settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.